Welcome back to New Rock Stars. The first episode of Loki has unleashed multiple Loki variants upon the multiverse, with one in particular looking pretty devilish. But which Loki is the most evil, or should we say the Lokiest Loki? This is Rogue Theory, the show where we pitch the wildest theories for the stuff we love. I'm Eric Bosco, and Rogue with me today is MT.
Hey everybody, it's me, MT, here to get rogue.
Get rogue, rogue. Also with us is Jessica Clemens.
Wanna rogue all night? Oh yeah. I don't know. I tried to change up the song and it didn't
every
work.
Day. And also with us is friend and Twitch streamer Angelica Trey.
Hey, it's good to be back. And the only song I can think of is "I Did It All for the Theory." The what? The theory.
Yeah,
I don't like that that popped into my head, honestly, and it's gonna stay there.
And it's awesome.
Rest of the day.
Well, let's dive into Loki. There's so much to talk about, guys. Episode one's final scene revealed this mystery Loki variant who has been killing Minutemen and Hunters and stealing their reset charges. This hooded figure torches U-92 and the others in an oil field, and we might have a pretty good idea of who this hooded figure is exactly based off of all the theorizing we've been doing the past year. But whoever this is this truly the evilest Loki, the ultimate big bad of the series, or really a misdirect that we're meant to think is the big bad, and that someone else in the shadows is truly the most evil Loki? So which Loki do you think could be an even worse threat throughout this series?
This is a good question. I mean, we obviously have, you know, this mysterious character that Richard E. Grant is playing that they won't tell us who it is, even to this day. And I don't think he's even been out on the interviews and out doing things.
No, not at all.
So,
yeah.
You know, that makes sense because people would be asking him, who are you playing? Mm-hmm. So, like, I think that Richard E. Grant is playing some type of variant of Loki. Whether or not it's an older version of Loki, a more experienced version, we don't know yet, but I think that he is actually playing this like more classic, sinister, mischievous Loki that, you know, we've seen throughout the comics, like in the beginning of the comics anyway. When we are introduced to Loki in the comics, he's more like, you know, I want to just do evil things and, like, rule the world and, like, rule the universe and all that stuff. Like, that's exactly how he talks. We hang out sometimes. Sorry. I don't know why I did all that. But
we're glad
yeah.
you did.
It's good.
It's the ADHD in my blood.
It's like a picture book for children. I need that sound, so I'm like, oh, I know.
Yeah.
I get what you're saying.
Now I'm in it.
Now you're experiencing what real Loki will sound like. I don't know what I'm saying. But,
can you
know,
talk
I think
like that all the time, MT? Just make that your default setting?
Yes. Yeah. This is what the ladies like when I talk to them like this on first dates.
Not just
they
the ladies.
They don't get creeped out at all.
Not just the ladies.
Not just the ladies. Oh. Oh. Sorry, I'm done now.
You
I'm
sound
done
like a wrestler
weird.
Or something. It's like a wrestler persona.
It's like a really like creepy
and
wrestler.
Yeah, and then I keep expecting you to just go, I want to rock, like in that
I
voice suddenly.
Rock.
Yeah.
Ooh. You sound like Roxo the Clown.
That's
in
what
Metal
I'm
Apocalypse. Thinking.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so sorry, everybody. I'm so sorry I did that.
But I gotta land this Northwest Orient 305 flight. Back to the topic here, because I do think Richard E. Grant is someone behind the scenes here, but for the moment, let's also talk about this hooded figure. We theorize that this is going to be a female variant of Loki. Basically,
absolutely.
We saw fluid on his rap sheet there in
yes.
terms of what his sex was, so I think this could be Sophia DiMartino's character, but do we think Lady Loki is ultimately going to be a true villain on this show?
I definitely think it's Lady Loki. The moment I saw it, I was like, that is feminine energy. Mm-hmm. And if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But I saw it and I was like, that's definitely Lady Loki. So I think that it's going to be one of those cases where they get more acquainted with Lady Loki. You know, our TVA Loki is going to be chasing her, getting more backstory in that sense. And then it's going to be... There's going to be fake outs, mm-hmm. I think. So there's going to be like the older Loki... And he's going to seem really bad. And then I'm thinking also it would be a really cool spin if they had Kid Loki. And Kid Loki was actually like the worst of them. Mm. But I think at the end of the day, it's going to be TVA is the bad guy.
Yeah. No, and yeah, I think one idea MT pitched to me off screen, I'm going to out you here, is this idea that maybe Mobius could be some alternate incarnation.
Yo, Mobius is 100% a Loki.
100%?
Yeah, okay, I'm sorry. This is what I say when I'm really confident.
Really, you're confident, though? Wow.
I'm very confident that Mobius is a Loki just because of the way he talks to Loki. And, like, you know, he's just like, oh, I am smart. I know you are. And, like... just like the way that he talks to him, he's like, I know you because I am you. It's in a sort of way. And so, like, I'm just like, you know what? Whoa. You're on Loki watch to me, because I feel like you're like the maybe the oldest Loki, Loki Prime. I don't know. But something is going, or maybe a Loki from after this series is over. And he's like, you know what? I'm going to take down the TVA because, you know, this lady Loki's right. We should take down the TVA, but we got to do it from within. But yeah, Mobius. He's giving me Loki vibes. I don't know, but that's just... Yeah.
I like that.
Thanks.
But, like, I just expect them all to have dark hair.
Yeah. I know, right?
Is he bleaching his hair?
You're not allowed to bleach your hair, Loki. Impossible.
Yeah. Like, is he going to, like, do a wig reveal and he's going to have dark, slicked back hair underneath? Like, how's that going to work?
I mean, like, with variants, anything can happen. You can literally look like anything. So, like... I feel like blonde hair is on the table at that point.
Yeah, that's fair.
Speaking of hair changes, Jess, we got to hear from you here.
This is the Jess variant.
Speaking
actually.
Of hair change, I like that segue. I think I agree with both of you. I think that the big bad will be the TVA because they're, and slightly, I guess, kind of what MT said. I don't think Mobius is Loki. I think Mobius is just a cog with the TVA and, like, the timekeepers in a situation that I think they're bad because ultimately it was the pushing of that interview between Loki and him was more so he even said that, like, you're made to make good people good and you are trying to be a hero. That makes zero sense. So I think the fact of it is they're trying to push him more into the narrative of being evil and not dying a hero. So I do think the TVA is up to no good. I do think the person in the cloak is definitely Lady Loki, but if there was any regards to it not being her, I think it could be older Loki, but not in the sense of, like, elder Loki. It could be Richard E. Grant. Elder Loki. I think it would be more of, like, so they did talk about at the beginning how there was a multiversal war. So what if that's a Loki from another multiverse, I guess, that lost in the multiversal war and can just jump timelines in order to, like, redeem themselves as the, like, this was my timeline. It lost, but it didn't deserve to lose. Because it's still Loki, so it's, like, still mischievous, still bad. So I think that Loki could be just, like, terrorizing everything because it needs... to, like, do something to redeem itself for losing in the multiverse.
Yeah, Jess, I think that's a great idea. Like, that was something I was thinking about as well, that, like, when they talk about this old past multiversal war, that was some other previous time period, and this ancient Loki, like, the oldest Loki, could have been from that older time period. And now maybe he rose up the ranks to become, you know, he who remains or something, the elder of the TVA.
Yeah, the
who created
the
these timekeepers, created this whole propaganda of this story, condense the timeline into one, and then now this repeat universal cycle Loki is screwing it all up. So it is, in a way, TVA is a big bad, but it's still Loki versus Loki in that way, that the variant they are chasing, while in this particular short-term goal, is Lady Loki, but at the end of the day, they are also hunting an older variant of Loki.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know ya at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
We are
the real Brady Bros.
Brady Brothers from the TV show Brady Bunch. I'm Barry Williams.
And I'm Christopher Knight.
I played Greg. And who were you again?
I played Peter. We've decided that we're going to do a podcast around episodes of the Brady Bunch. We're going to use it as a prism to look back to our experience doing the show and why the Brady Bunch is still popular.
Have a sunshine day.
We are the real Brady Bros.
Did they 100%. Confirm that the Time War was old and
she did say long ago.
They said yeah, the time miss well, time.
What if
miss minutes? Miss yes. Minutes.
What if?
Please get her name right because that's my wife. Okay. That's...
Why are you into this clock?
I'm just messing around. With right? legs. I'm just messing around.
No, he's telling the truth.
I know you're not.
Honestly, the clock got me a little hot.
Exactly. Too, thank you.
I was like.
Thank you.
Why?
I'm a clockosexual.
I started the accent. I started trying to do the accent like while she was talking. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh my god, this voice actor is so
yo,
good.
Yo, it's freaking what? Oh my god. Tara
is it Tara Strong?
Legend.
Strong.
Legend. Job, yeah. But really,
she's
to
amazing.
Me, it's just you can amazing. Watch her on mute. You know, it's still just not.
She's
mute and like
y'all
half
gross.
Speed. It's just fantastic.
So here I know this isn't part of the original question, but I was thinking that the Time Wars were actually the Multiverse of Madness.
Oh sure.
Events. Because time works a little differently, and so. If time works a little differently, they then go back. They go back through the past. They go back through the, you know, they go into the future beautiful. And they try to maintain any timeline that keeps the TVA alive. And they're setting themselves up as this ultimate end villain.
That is
a great idea. I really need it to be Yo, Secret Wars because when I first started on Rogue Theory, that's all I would bring up. Yeah.
And if it's I have Wars, a feeling that's
so we needed to loop back Look, and just confirm your original
theory. I just need, yeah, I need to
no.
know.
No, I have a feeling happen. That they are going for a Secret Wars thing because like we see in the presentation that the timelines come together and like little like, what do you call it? Thunderbolts come out when the timelines
touch. I just
call
them branches.
And those are
yeah.
the incursions. So, like, yo, I'm telling you, we get in the Secret Wars yeah. eventually. Get ready.
For sure. For sure. Secret Wars is coming. No doubt. No doubt. But I do think it is possible that, like, a Multiverse of Madness is kind of a destined cyclical event the way Ragnarok is a destined cyclical event. While I think what we saw in the past was a past Multiverse of Madness... This will be Multiverse of Madness 2 is what we're about to run into. Or Infinite, N plus 1, you know? because it always happens over and over again. I think time is a flat circle. I think McConaughey was speaking truth.
Time is a flat circle. Because, yeah, they're monitoring time. Mm-hmm. And time works differently in the TVA. So anything that happened in the future could technically be thought of as happening in the past for them, and anything that's happening in the past could just feel like the present because they can just go back to whatever time.
These are the conversations I love.
This is where I'm gonna need a piece of paper.
You know, speaking of,
I hate it.
This is where my sci-fi like deep knowledge really comes in handy.
Yeah, no.
I'm like time travelers.
You know, speaking of a flat circle, have you guys heard of my wife, Miss Minutes? She's great.
Oh, I wouldn't call that flat.
Time is
curved,
you know,
in the right way.
A curved circle, you know, the best curve.
Curved the right way. Uh-huh. Just a full one that goes three. Okay, I don't like any of this.
Let me test
I don't like analog.
Sorry.
Oh, wow.
I'm shutting it down.
MT just likes how many hands she has.
I know, right? It's just like,
ew.
I'm so
sorry. Okay.
I do agree. She has a great face.
Nice.
There you go. I'll let that one slide.
Well
let
done.
That one gets that one.
Well
okay.
done.
That one.
I
like that one.
Well,
that's an actual.
I'm going to award Jess a point. I like this idea of the multiverse war in this. This villain coming from the past, and that's will be the evilest Loki on this show. I think you're onto something, Jess. So you're winning. If the show ended right now, you would have won it. Unfortunately,
exactly.
We got to keep going.
Oh,
there's
great.
More to talk about. So first, we want to remind you all that over at newrockstarsmerch.com, we've unveiled the fourth shirt design in our limited edition latest obsession series, Loki Out of Time. It's such a cool shirt. Mine's coming soon, hopefully, because I can't just wear this shirt. It's starting to smell like Tony Stark after four time heists. but This other shirt design looks cool. If you get it, you'll get the ability to leave a message on our Inside Marvel Loki after show with either a shout out, your own rogue theory, whatever you want to write. It'll be there at the bottom of the screen. But then, as MT could tell you, we got a full lineup of Loki-inspired merch, including an augmented reality shirt, some Miss Minute stickers, some TVA buttons, all kinds of cool stuff. Find it over at newrockstarsmerch.com. And we want to thank Away Travel for sponsoring this episode of Rogue Theory. Away Travel creates thoughtful products for every traveler and every kind of trip. A lot of folks are going to be traveling this summer for the first time in a while. I know I'm excited to get out there. No matter what your destination or style, Away suitcases, bags, and accessories all come in a variety of colors and sizes and materials to suit your needs and inspire your future travels. Away products are designed to last a lifetime. If any part of your suitcase breaks, Away's standout customer service team will arrange to have it fixed or replaced. There's a 100-day trial on everything Away makes. Take it out on the road and put it to the test. If you decide it's not for you, you can return any non-personalized item for a full refund during that period. Away offers free shipping and returns on any order within the contiguous United States, UK, Europe, and Canada. Start your 100-day trial and shop the entire Away lineup of travel essentials, including their best-selling suitcases at awaytravel.com/rogue. That's awaytravel.com/rogue. We also want to thank Credit Karma Money for sponsoring this episode. Credit Karma has always been there to help you make better financial decisions, and now they want to help even more. With a Credit Karma Money spend account, you can be rewarded for good money habits. Credit Karma Money is a brand new checking account where you can win cash reimbursements for making purchases. When you use your Credit Karma Money debit card, you can win daily Instant Karma purchase reimbursements on items up to $5,000. Just pay with your debit card, and if you win, you will be notified on the spot and your Instant Karma cash will be added back to your spend account. Open your FDIC-insured spend account for free. There's no minimum balance requirements and free withdrawals from over 50,000 ATMs. And when you make a purchase between June 8th and June 30th, you'll be automatically entered to win $1 million.
What?
So
1 million.
What? Right now, visit creditkarma.com/winmoney to open your free account and start winning instant karma. Go to creditkarma.com/winmoney to sign up for free and start winning instant karma. That's creditkarma.com/winmoney. Instant karma is sponsored by Credit Karma. No purchase necessary. Exclusions and terms apply. See rules. Banking services provided by MVB Bank, Inc. Member FDIC. Maximum balance and transfer limits apply. We also want to thank Blue Chew for sponsoring this episode. Our friends at Blue Chew have a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable form and at a fraction of the cost. Blue Chew is an online prescription service, so no doctor's office or pharmacy trips. It ships right to your door in a discreet package. You sign up at bluechew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you are approved, you receive your prescription within days. Their licensed medical providers work with you to find the right ingredient and strength. And if you hate swallowing pills, good news! Blue Chew is chewable, just like it says in the name. So if you could benefit from extra confidence when it's time to perform, visit bluechew.com for more details and important safety information. And we've got a special deal for our audience. Try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code ROGUE at checkout. Just pay the $5 in shipping. That's bluechew.com, promo code ROGUE to receive your first month free. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring this episode. All right, back to Loki. So, one of the best moments from Loki episode one is when it is revealed that Loki was actually D.B. Cooper, the mystery hijacker of Northwest Orient Flight back in 1971, someone who was never found. I just love this idea that Loki was behind it. It was just Loki's the answer to it. And MT recently interviewed Loki creator Michael Waldron, who revealed that his writers had a whole board of other historical mysteries that Loki could have been behind. So I want to know from you guys, what other urban myth do you think Loki could be responsible for beyond D.B. Cooper?
I think it'd be really fun, like super fun, because like we know from Thor Ragnarok that Loki likes to turn Thor into different animals and such. So I think it'd be great if like he turned Thor into Bigfoot and like people are like, oh my God, that's Bigfoot. And Thor's just like, I'm just trying to get home, man. I don't know where I am. Like, I'm just...
I would love to see that, just like him walking and then all of a sudden it clips and then you realize that he's Bigfoot.
It'd be so great.
God, that would be such a good reveal.
That seems like something Loki would do.
You know the Mandela effect? Yes. What if Loki messed
like
around with
every
that?
Every Mandela effect is just something Loki did.
That would be hilarious.
Yeah, yeah, because all of the urban myths I'm thinking of right now, like the mysteries, are so dark. But like in terms of Mandela effect stuff, you know, you have shots in the Loki series of Loki going, I think Berenstain should have an A in it or something like that. Or I think he should say, you should take out the Luke and just say, I am your father. You know, something like that. Yeah, I think that would be really fun.
He said, Luke, I'm your father.
I feel like that.
He goes, no, I
am. Yeah, exactly. Like yeah, because the Mandela effect is when people have, like, large groups of people have a certain memory and it's, you know, like our history doesn't prove that at all. And so it's like this phenomenon that a ton of people have, and people only can really explain it by either false memory or some sort of parallel reality. What if Loki was messing with that?
I like that idea. I mean, like, and Loki could potentially do something like that technically in this series, because, like, A, he's hopping around, but B, there was a drawer full of reality stones. I don't know if anybody saw that shit. You could use one of those red rocks to make something like that happen, like a Mandela effect. So that'd be cool.
I think it would be fun if he was King Arthur and Merlin. So there's those tall tales that Merlin and King Arthur actually worked together, and they were close people and, like, just worked together. That's, like, a super big legend. But it would be funny if that legend was actually just that the people saw this one being that they somehow over time turned into two different people, Merlin and King Arthur, and it was actually Loki that's just doing magic, and it's also just Loki that took the sword out of the stone, but it was just probably like a dagger, and they were like, and over time it was just like, yes, our king took a sword out of a stone, but he literally just put a dagger from his, like, wrist and was like, just take it, I don't care what it does, and they were like, oh! So I think it'd be fun if he was Merlin and King Arthur, or just one of the two.
I love that idea, and I love, because I think Merlin is technically part of the Marvel lore as well. Like, Merlin is a Marvel character.
Yeah, Mervin, like, for sure. And he's actually associated with the TVA, fun fact, sort of.
Whoa!
Yeah, in a way, yes. He's had dealings with the TVA.
Going into the show, I was like, there's no way they're going to go too dark, because the good thing about D.B. Cooper is, like, there were no casualties there.
There's no,
like,
casualties.
No one got hurt. He just jumped out of the plane. We think D.B. Cooper's probably dead. But like, the ending scene where, you know, this Loki variant burns people alive, that was, like, out of Game of Thrones. That was dark, violent stuff. So I'm, like, wondering, like, could we see Loki involved with, like, the Jack the Ripper myth, with the Zodiac story, with JFK? Actually, recently, last week, and Jess, I think you were there for this conversation, where off-screen producer Brandon pitch, like, a take of the JFK assassination.
I was like, that. Oh, that'd be fun, but it's not Umbrella Academy. I don't think we're that dark.
I know. The idea that a lot of people have is that maybe, like, they're, like, Lee Harvey Oswald did fire, but, like, missed, and the Secret Service, who was, like, hung over from the night before, accidentally shot, and they shot JFK, and that's why there's multiple angles, and it's super weird, and it was a huge cover-up, and that's why they can never bring anything out, because really the bullet that struck and killed him, conspiracy theorists say, might have come from the bullet of a Secret Service agent.
Wow.
And it's still the Secret Service to this day, who's protecting the president, and we need them to protect the president, right? So we don't want them to be too involved in a scandal.
I mean...
Yeah. I think we can still
get the goriness if he's, like, actually the devil. Because, you know, when they pointed at it and was just like, me, and it was the devil Loki, but it's obviously, is it me? But it was the devil Loki. And it's obviously just, like, Loki with horns that people over time were like, yeah, that's the devil. He came here and just killed a bunch of people for no reason. So we could still get those, like, flashbacks, even though, like, the Loki we're seeing and following is a Loki that's definitely just like, I don't believe in actually killing people. The ones in different timelines probably do. So it's like, we'll probably run into the devil Loki that just straight up, well, who is actually maybe King Loki or whatever, but he's gonna be, like, murdering people for no reason.
Sure. Yeah, I think
Loki.
So.
Oh, that, I think that's really great. But I think what one of the coolest, what do you call it? One of the coolest urban myths that Loki could actually be behind is a little myth called Noob Master 69. I mean, I don't know if you guys heard of it, but
DC Pearson.
Oh, that's right? True. Well, like that was a commercial. So it might not be.
But
canon.
He was in Winter Soldier as Aaron, same name guy, just working at the Apple Store. Also a gamer, tech nerd, right?
We should ask Kevin Feige if the commercial is canon.
I mean, we could just ask DC Pearson. I think he's an authority on this. He was on Actually with us.
Oh, were?
He did an episode with Voss.
Oh, dang. All right.
I don't know. Who won that episode?
I did.
Sorry, side
note. I'm the winner.
Did you? Nice. Did you?
I won that episode.
Oh, nice.
I'm a smart boy.
I did not finish it.
Big baby break.
I started it, and then I didn't finish it. But I'm very proud of you. Thank you.
It's okay.
That's a good episode to win. That's a great episode. Damn it. I need to get you that hard footage.
Yeah.
Okay, I want that footage. Well, of these different theories, I'm going to give the point to A-Tray because I think the Mandela Effect is fascinating and fairly safe thing that they could just say Loki was somehow behind.
Sweet.
And I hope that's the case.
I think it's a really good idea.
Great conversations there. Guys, we have time for one rogue question.
Let's do it.
We're shifting topic here to the Lord of the Rings because a group of fans has started a petition to remove any nudity or sex scenes from the upcoming Amazon Lord of the Rings series. I know. Are you kidding me? Put more in, I say.
Pack it in there. Let's get more.
Softcore. 8 hours of softcore. But,
8 hours.
Well, it's Amazon.
Of
they can do whatever they want. You saw the boys. Wow. The boys is getting getting some people.
It's
off.
True.
It's gonna get crazy.
Oh,
the
yes,
third
it's
season.
Gonna get real inappropriate.
It's been inappropriate. I don't know.
It has. It started inappropriate. That's true. That's very true. But the question is, what sex or nudity scene do you wish was removed from something that you love?
I thought this question was going to go a different way.
Right, we threw a curveball.
Oh, God, there's so many. I'm trying to think of ones that made me, like, obviously, like, ones that aren't as problematic, but, like, just, like, I don't need to see these two people having sex. Uh-huh.
Like, there's probably a ton of times when I was a kid, when I'm watching a movie with my parents, and then, like, it's just, like, a sex scene. I'm just like, I don't want to be here with my dad and having a weird thing with this. I don't know. It's really weird.
I think that's part of growing up, though. I think that's just part of life. You needed that experience.
You got to have that awkward experience with your parents at least once.
It humbles you early.
It really does. I'm thinking Watchmen, but like...
I know. I'm thinking of like a literal one. Oh, yeah. The Watchmen one I did not
I mean think. Like...
No, like the 2006 or 5.
Yeah, oh, the one sent to Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah?
The new one.
And then she hit the button and then the owl shifts.
Stop. I fast forward that scene when I'm watching it by myself. Because I don't need it. Like, I was like, I don't need
this.
No,
yeah, we didn't need that. That was a bit excessive.
The song was so
stupid. Not a good
stupid.
Song choice there.
Why would they? I love the song. Don't need you to ruin it.
I love the way
song.
Snyder used it in the Snyder Cut, but not good in The Watchmen.
Other than Watchmen, I did not need the sex scene in Splice. Mm-hmm. I did not need him having... Splice.
With
you guys haven't
Andrew
seen
Splice.
Uh-huh. Adrian Brody having sex with his alien daughter. Did not need that. Didn't want it. Didn't need to see it. I love Adrian Brody. And when I saw that scene, it made me not like him. And it was not even like, it was, I'm in Hollywood. So we know we're like, oh, this was just a character. It's just a character. But I'm like, I cannot take that out of my mind.
It's just
having
seared
sex with
in
his
there.
Alien daughter. Oh. And it was so long, and they were in like a shed, so the sunlight hit his butt, and I was like, I don't need this. I was like, stop it. It is embedded in there. It makes me, okay. I'm done. It's disgusting. That's my number one.
That was
and then
probably
Watchmen's
the
my
most
two.
Descriptive I've ever seen a nude scene. The sunshine hitting the butt. It's perfect cinematography.
Honestly, I could see it now. Just a graphic replay in my head.
Any sex scene in a dirt and broad daylight is enough for me to not like it.
Sun's That's out. Fair. Don't take those buns out.
I think like the unnecessary one for me is probably going to be Dr. Manhattan in Watchmen because I didn't need to see the blue peener. I didn't need to see that blue dick.
Yeah, but it wasn't. It
I
wasn't,
loved
you know,
it.
Yeah, it was six o'clock. It wasn't 9 o'clock. It was
six. Talking about when he had the fingers when he was having sex with her, and she was like, "It's like sucking a battery."
Oh, I don't remember that part. I just remember the blue
edit
penis.
Edit this out. Edit this out.
Yes. Wow, I think we have sufficiently disturbed our audience. And
you're welcome.
That we do not apologize one bit. Because you know what you're getting into when you stay this late in an episode of Rogue Theory.
I told you we're going to get rogue. We got rogue.
Grossness we skew into. But, Jess, you're getting the point there. Because I think you all reminded us of that Adrian Brody alien sex. We don't need to see it. We never needed to see it.
We didn't need it.
So, Jess, you are the winner of this episode of Rogue Theory. Well done, my friend. But all of us, all
Thank
of
you.
Us. I have come up with some great theories, and I said us because I'm proud of myself. But I'm proud of UMT. I'm proud of you, Angelica.
I'm proud of you,
proud
too.
Of you, Jess.
I'm proud of you.
Proud of all
we
of
covered
you.
Some great ground here, and I can't wait to dig more into Loki. As you know, this is on Friday. We're doing this so that we can talk about the most recent episode of Loki with you here on Rogue Theory, because that's, let's be honest, the thing we're all going to be theorizing the most about these next 6 weeks. But I want to thank all of you for joining us, including Jessica Clements, MT, Angelica Trey. Support all of them on their social medias.
Yes.
And show them some love. You can support this channel by checking out one of our many great merch options at newrockstarsmerch.com. You can follow us at New Rockstars on social media. Subscribe to New Rockstars. We might be at 3 million now. Who knows?
Who knows?
We're close.
As of this upload,
we might be there. Be sure to follow me at EA Voss, if you don't mind, and subscribe, and we will see you next week. Bye-bye, everybody.
Later, guys. Love you guys.
Bye.
Bye-bye.